After the Victoria Bar opened on the corner of Stockwell Street and Bridgegate, possibly in 1867, the three pubs became well-known landmarks, though their surroundings have changed dramatically over the years. Today, the Clutha is all that remains of the old tenement building. And despite its popularity, the Scotia actually closed in 1906 until 1929, when it reopened with the mock Tudor-style front that you see today. Behind that facade, there was a very real Glasgow mix of humour, folk music and heated politics. The Scotia was a haven for writers, folk singers and socialists until it became popular with the Blue Angels, a group of bikers based mainly in Glasgow. According to Tommy Howells, one of the founders, Blue stood for bastards, lunatics, undesirables and eccentrics. The pub closed again in the mid-70s after a series of violent incidents. Meanwhile, the folkies had escaped down the road to the Victoria Bar, known as the Vicky, by singers and musicians who packed it out every night. The Clutha, then known as the Weemans, was ironically renamed the Merchants and turned into a very quiet place indeed. The Vicky also had its ups and downs, but has recently been relaunched as a folk venue after an unsuccessful incarnation as a Scotch Corner. Very few people called it that. But the music lives on. These days, the Scotia, which reopened in 1987, is still a haven for writers, and 4 days a week you can hear bands play rock, country, blues or folk. The Victoria and Clutha regulars also report a new lease of life with live music most nights a week.
And of course, this corner has gained dramatic new significance in the history of Glasgow since the tragic accident on the 29th of November 2013, when a police helicopter crashed into the Clutha vaults. 10 people lost their lives, 7 customers and 3 members of the crew on that busy Friday night, with live music filling the bar. The Clutha reopened in July 2015, with Scotland's First Minister, Nicola Sturgeon, pulling the first pint and the owner, Alan Crossan, paying tribute to the Glasgow people. "It was the people who made the Clutha," he said. "The musicians, the staff, the punters." It's worth pausing here for a few moments to look at the striking mural showing some of the famous fans from all over the world who've also enjoyed a pint or performed in the Clutha. Look for Spike Milligan, Billy Connolly, Woody Guthrie, Jerry Rafferty, Frank Zappa, Glenda Jackson and Stan Laurel, whose father managed the Metropole Theatre across the road, destroyed by fire in 1961. Better still, pop inside to see for yourself what makes it so special. Music is back 6 nights a week. By the way, the mural was put together by Art Pistol, a platform for up-and-coming artists. You'll see their work on many other walls of the city.